Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisny, and this is the evening news. The family of Siem thanked investigators for their work. The body of the 18-year-old young woman was found in a forest a week after her disappearance in the Gard. Her family spoke this afternoon to the press. The main suspect confessed while in police custody. He admitted to having killed the student during an argument related to their relationship, a relationship that has not been confirmed by the family of the victim. Five people were arrested in Gironde, suspected of corruption of driver's licenses. Nearly 300,000 euros were seized. Payments were made to buy licenses. More than 100 were sold for 6,500 euros each. Among those arrested was an inspector and a director of a driving school in a district of Bordeaux. They were released under judicial supervision. Volodymyr Zelensky states that Kiev will not waste a single day in moving towards joining the European Union. The Ukrainian president is taking part today in Kiev in a summit with the EU. The future of Ukraine is with the EU, affirmed the president of the European Council, Charles Michel. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken postpones his visit to China after the detection of a Chinese spy balloon flying over the United States. Beijing regrets the involuntary entry of the object into American airspace. Chinese authorities assure that the device is used for weather research. And Paco Rabanne has passed away. The couturier had launched the house that bears his name in the 1960s. Characterized by an avant-garde contemporary style and innovative know-how, Paco Rabanne was 88 years old. And then Marseille will be the first French city to welcome the Olympic flame in April of 2024. After having been lit in Greece in the ancient site of Olympia, the city of Marseille will mark the starting point of a journey throughout France up until Paris. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves.